A little while, and now you shall not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me. You now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A pall fell upon their hearts when life left the body of God the Son made man. Though they had been with him for 3 years, the doubting apostles had still not understood the mission of our blessed Lord. They had loved him truly and mourned his death bitterly, as it was also the death of their worldly hopes and aspirations, both for themselves, for their families, and their nation. What could it all possibly mean? They had seen our Lord work miracles. He had spoken of a future kingdom. How could they have been so wrong? The charity in their hearts grew cold as they forgot the many prophecies our Lord had given them about his very suffering and also his inevitable victory. To see God the Son glorious, suddenly, inexplicably before them, radiant, resurrected, to see the glory of the wounds he would bear into eternity, the wounds of his love. What emotions must have filled the hearts of the apostles? A joy as complete as it was unexpected, a shame at their doubt exceeded only by their happiness, as peace washed over their weary and fearful hearts. Suddenly, every gesture of the last 3 years of our blessed Lord's public ministry came back into focus. Every miracle was a sign, every word a word not only for them, but for the men whom they themselves would win for his Sacred Heart. The fiery zeal of charity burned then brightly in their hearts, ready to be confirmed at Pentecost by the Holy Ghost. A joy was born that would never die. Every discourse of our Lord, important certainly in its own moment, grew in meaning, stature, and grace in the hearts and minds of the apostles, under both the shadow of the cross and at the call of the empty tomb. Perhaps no other discourse took on greater meaning than the discourse of Holy Thursday after the Last Supper that is narrated in the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The beauty of its words must have struck the apostles that blessed night, but in the glory of the Paschal victory, our Lord's true meaning becomes even clearer. Today's touching gospel is an excerpt from that discourse. A little while, and now you shall not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me. You now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you. Mysterious words of comfort and gladness, of peace and strength. Our Lord refers certainly to his death, also to his ascension, when his visible appearance will be taken from us. Yet there is an equally important spiritual meaning in his blessed words that is of daily import for each of us. Our blessed Savior had said, "I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled." Brothers and sisters, that blessed fire now burns in the Paschal candle of our Victor, in the sanctuary lamp of our King. In the eternal oblation of God the Son, a divine fire has been set upon the earth in charity and grace, as eternity slowly but surely conquers our fallen world. It is said that God the Son will judge the world by fire. What measure shall he use but the fire of charity? Atop every new spire, that houses the holy sacrifice of the Mass is a flag of a victory placed by the conqueror of sin and death, God the Son, Christ our King. When you cross the threshold of the Church, when you approach the altar of the most august sacrifice, you cross into eternity. You hasten his final victory. It is the mission of Holy Mother Church to extend this empire of eternity across the world, to fight for every heart, to keep alit the eternal flame that banishes the night of sin and death, the flame of divine charity, our Lord's Eucharistic presence, the love of God in our hearts, and the love of our neighbor as ourself, only truly made possible by the font of precious blood opened on Good Friday, the eternal font that is the Sacred Heart, the Sacred and Eucharistic Heart. Blessed Ildefonso Cardinal Schuster gives us this interpretive key to today's Gospel. A little while, and now you shall not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me. The Cardinal says, Jesus announces the imminence of his departure from the world and the brief interval between his death and resurrection. This period after Christ's resurrection, during which he showed himself to the faithful, is precisely our own. It is the history of the Church militant. The unbelieving world has not seen him since the evening of Good Friday, but we, on the contrary, see him every day in the Eucharist. We converse with him, and our lives are illuminated like a dazzling noontide by the rays that form his halo of glory. The joy that comes from our familiarity with Jesus cannot be taken from us by anyone, because it is purely interior. It pays us back with abundance for the pains the world inflicts on us because of our Lord's name." End quote. The love of your hearts, the only heart that can lift every burden from your soul, the only heart that understands you perfectly, the love that loves you truly and completely, is here. His voice is louder than any of ours, and it calls without ceasing. The sanctuary lamp is his beacon. Would that we knew our joy, the joy that is our birthright, the peace that is the prize of this Paschal season. The grace offered to us with each blessed day of this sacred season is true intimacy with the heart of our God. If you could see him enthroned visibly on the altar, what would you say to him? What burdens would you lay at his feet? What tears would you shed for your sins? What thanks would you offer for his love? What strength would you ask in your trials? Leave the pagan world at the door. Allow our Lord, by your honest confession, sincere contrition, to kindle anew in your heart that same charity. He can free you from your sins. Let him free you from your sins. He is here to be seen alone by the eyes of faith. The only joy our human heart truly desires is a joy that can only be found in these church walls, the joy revealed by the Eucharistic veil, the secret unlocked by the tabernacle key. I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you. If our faith is firm, if we love our Lord truly, this joy is ours already, and no one can take this joy from us. But alas, is our heart truly here at the altar on the shores of eternity? Or have we set our heart on the waves of the world out there, beyond the vestibule, to be tossed by the opinion of every passing man, to shift with the changing balance of power in Washington or in Rome, to pursue the vain lights of every earthly love, to be enticed by every fleeting promise of wealth, of fame, of pleasure, of earthly life. Eternity can begin today for those who wish it earnestly, for those who disdain at dark pleasures that die, for those who esteem what rises eternal. There is a joy beyond the veil of faith. As today's gospel says, let the pain of a mother in childbirth give way to the joy of new life. Let the pain, the sorrows of our Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be turned to her eternal joy to see you definitively born to new life in her Son, to see you cherish his cross as your own in your daily crosses, to see your heart rest alone in his heart. Whatever losses we suffer, whatever crosses we bear, the joy to belong to the Son of God is invincible if we hold it truly, if we want it truly. Suffer patiently for his love. Let he to whom all things are possible be the one to vindicate you. Wait for his hour, and he will deliver you. Then will the words of St. Paul the Apostle be true also of us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril, or the sword, says the Apostle? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced, says St. Paul, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The troubles we face are indeed great beyond the walls of this blessed church, but within them our King draws near. Let us abandon ourselves wholly, sincerely, completely to his Eucharistic heart, so that as the surrender novena promises to us, miracles will be wrought in our lives to match our very surrender, miracles to meet the depth of our love. Just as our Savior says, to conclude the passage beyond today's Holy Gospel, quote, in the world you will find tribulation, but take heart, I have conquered the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.